Denmark records drop in retail betting amid ID enforcement. The latest figures in the monthly betting report published by the Danish gambling authority Spillemyndigheden have shown an ongoing decline in retail bookmaker betting following the introduction of mandatory ID cards. According to the report, there was consistent betting distribution across platforms in 2022 and 2023 before the laws were implemented. While mobile usage contributed 60% of total betting activity, computer betting supported online casinos with 23%, while land-based casinos accounted for 17%. However, post-October 2023 changes, land-based betting plummeted to 8% consecutively. Gross gaming revenue, GGR, saw a 17% year-on-year decrease, hitting €24 million, $26.2 million, in October. In contrast, online casino GGR rose by 8% in November to €251 million. Additionally, betting at physical locations decreased from the yearly average of 27.27% in October to a mere 15.5% in November. Mandatory player ID. Starting October 1, 2023, Denmark implemented mandatory player ID regulations for individuals wishing to place bets at kiosks or betting shops. Operators were tasked with issuing unique player ID cards, which players needed to link to their respective brand accounts. The government argued that the measures would enhance customer protection by minimizing underage gambling and strengthen efforts against money laundering and unethical conduct. Furthermore, player ID cards will also prevent self-excluded individuals from participating in gambling activities at retail locations. However, Spillemyndigheden indicated that these figures might not be exclusively attributed to the ID regulation. The gambling authority stated, in the first 2 months after the introduction of the player ID, the spending on the land-based betting market was lower compared to before the introduction of the player ID. However, it is too early to conclude whether the decrease is due to the player ID.